Hi, I'm Al Spoehler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, one of the things that's been fun over the years is discovering labels or brands or whatever that have consistently over the years presented really good value. Alexander Valley Vineyards is certainly one of the ones that I've been following for years.
Paran, in France.
Absolutely. And you've re-stumbled across one which I remember from years ago, and danged if it isn't still one of them good groups.
That's right. It's the Rutherford Wine Company. It's a parent company out in California, and they have a number of labels under their aegis. I had a chance to meet Jay Turnipseed, who is the winemaker there.
Wow.
And he poured some wines for me that just, they blew me away because they were so good, so prototypical, and such good values that I said, I got to talk about these on the radio. So the first one is Rutherford Ranch. That's one of their labels. They're Cab Sauv from Napa Valley, 2015, $25.
That's pretty good
value. Pretty good. Yeah, this is a very approachable cab with a lot to offer. The aroma has a strong cassis, vanilla toffee, and a touch of mint, a little bit of tobacco. That's all classic.
Mm-hmm.
And a sip reveals a very smooth, fruity wine with top layers of citric acid, a middle layer of bright fruit, like something like tart cranberries, sweet blueberries, sour cherries. And under that is a darker layer of blackberries and oaky tannins. So it really adds up to a phenomenal wine. And
yeah,
at $25, everybody needs to have some Napa Valley cab in their cellar.
So, oh, I totally agree.
Good choice here. Rutherford Ranch also has a Sauvignon Blanc that I thought was one of the most enjoyable I've had. I'm a little bit allergic to Sauvignon Blancs that don't have enough fruit, that are rather tart and lacking in charm. This was just the opposite. Very lovely, very approachable. It is quite dry, but the fruit at the heart of it is fresh and flavorful, and the aroma shows things like pink grapefruit, lemongrass, and white flowers, and those flavors continue. So I think this is a really, really delightful Sauvignon Blanc. $18.
That's a good deal.
It is a very good deal. Now let's move to Scott Family Estate, which is down in Arroyo Seco.
This one I don't think I'm familiar with.
I wasn't either, but Scott Family Estate has a Dijon clone Pinot Noir for $25.
That's a good buy.
And you know, there's three levels of Pinot Noir in my mind. There's the top elite wines that, you know, works of art.
Right.
Then there's a broad middle. And then the lower stuff, you know, lower price, the lower quality. This is firmly in that middle category. $25 for good Pinot Noir is something. The wine is, it features what we call barnyard, beetroot, and strong tea, which are all classic notes.
Mm-hmm.
Barnyard is kind of a funny way for this. We don't know what else to call it. You know, but it's nice.
You know it when you see it.
You do. The flavors are rich but light and supple. Cognac, chocolate, underripe blackberries, complex, earthy, and very convincing as a Pinot Noir. So I highly recommend it. Finally, they had a Chardonnay, another Dijon clone Chardonnay, 2016, only $22. And I think there's a lot of reasons to love California Chardonnay, even if it's not the most fashionable thing to love these days. This is a good example of it. The flavors center on pineapple, Meyer lemon, yellow pear, with a smack of minerality. So it has a lot going on
again,
there.
Again, classic.
It is. These are all classics. And how can you say no to them? I just think they're wonderful values. The Rutherford wines are just, you know, you got to try to work some into your collection. That's my feeling. I'm Al Spoehler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.